Test 1-2, test 1-2. Test 1-2, test 1-2. HM testing.
Bill? See if you're getting older or not in 0TR.
Tom, I'm just sitting here building a go box and a gator case and testing the radios in it. But otherwise, I've just been working and sleeping, trying to keep up.
Weather, that's a pretty good thing to do. We've been out till just now because the humidity's been low, and it's just now up to 81. And I ran one more stringer down towards that super loop to hold the, it's just a piece of steel cable to hold a coax up. I never had to put one there. I got them run over to where Chad and I put the 160 vertical up. But I haven't run my coax yet because it's been too hot, and 160 ain't any good till wintertime anyways, Bill. Well, you'll have to explain what a gator box is. I thought you had to go to the low country to see gators.
I had this one shipped in, you know. But it's just one of those ABS plastic cases made on a 19-inch rack frame. And this, I got it set up with a Yaesu 891 and my Bridgecom Anytone 578 radio, and just tinkering around, playing with the batteries right now. My battery box hooked to it. Like I said, just sort of checking radios, making sure all the connections I made are working.
Fly swatter here. I don't, and there's a fly out in front of me. Anyways, in the old days, I'd have probably caught him. Well, that sounds great, Bill. Sounds like you got a fantastic setup there for a go box. And if you got any place you can go to mountains to in the summer, that'll be excellent. Get away from me, fly. There's a whole lot of ships on the radio this weekend. I forget what the occasion is. I work lots of submarines and ships, but I worked an aircraft carrier that used to, the Hornet, it used to park beside the Bennington up at Long Beach, but it's in Alameda now. That's another big naval air station, or naval station. And it's identical, both of them, to the Yorktown. So I worked him last night, a couple of Ruskies, and one of those was on a ship, but it's moored. It's in not dry dock, but moored as a museum. That's about all I did recently. Bruce, I was watching TV last night, Magnum and that, and then went to bed, buddy. But I got the stringer done today and got 7 sprayed on the raspberries. They're doing real well, and I sprayed the tomatoes with 7. I like the liquid rather than the dust. But there's been a nice breeze out there, and I just been putting up downhill there on my lawnmower. It works good for a four-wheeler.
Wrong with using your lawnmower as a four-wheeler. It's got 4 wheels and a little motor, so hey. Why not? And yeah, I agree. It's been hot. It's getting hot today, and we'll just have to stay in the air conditioning while it's hot. That's just all there is to it.
Well, I would brain doing that too, Bill. My neighbor just went in. They got a swimming pool. They'll be out there in it after a while, but he's got one of them cool hats you put on to keep him cool. He's in his 50s now. But usually the kids come over and they swim. But they've asked me to do that, but my feet won't take that concrete anymore. So I don't. But and Bernice, she'll sink with a life preserver on. A life preserver. This is 0TR. And let me look at this image you just sent me. well.
See ya.
Hi, Stacy. Go ahead, Bill. Say, that's beautiful, Bill. Nice work.
Yeah. Had this, that, and the other scattered around and just decided to put it all together in one box. And I got a, what you call a 4U box, so it'll hold just what I need it to. I got my HF and dual band, DMR, got a power supply, and got it set up where I'm running off battery right now. And, yeah, that's about it. Stacy, go ahead and tell us what's going on.
Not a whole lot. I'm just sitting out here watching the birds. I'm sitting out here drinking coffee this morning. Two deer walked down in my neighbor's yard. I've been out here 6 years, and that's the first time I've ever seen a deer in here. Anyway, Bill, I was going to ask you, know anybody needs another one of those boxes? I got a brand new one. I've had that thing a couple of years. I'm thinking mine's either a 3 or a 4. But I gave $180 for that thing. I'd take $100 for it to get it. Just get it. I had to put it up in the attic just to get it out of my way. Brand spanking new. Got the keys and the whole work. So.
Yeah, hang on to it. I know somebody that's looking for one. If they hadn't already got them one, I'll see them Tuesday night at our ham club meeting. And I'll tell him. And if he wants it, I'll broker the deal and get it picked up from you and get it delivered to him.
Deal. I bought that thing. I'm thinking I got it off of eBay. I dickered with those boys. Seemed like they was wanting $225, something like that for it, and I dickered with him till I got it down to $180. So I bought it. I had good intentions of doing the same thing, what you just did. I went on to make me a mobile setup with the solar panels and blah, 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 all that stuff going out. And, but I decided just not to go in, and I sold that setup. So now I have no use for that new box. So.
I understand that.
Let me know. I monitor this pretty much here lately, about all day long. I don't talk that much. But anyway, y'all go ahead. I just sitting out here. I got my binoculars out here, Tom, and I'm trying to figure out all these birds that I'm seeing in my backyard, so it's working pretty good. Oh.
N4DJC. There's Jerry. I know what you're looking at. That neighbor's probably got a swimming pool out there, Stacy. I know how you are. Hey, you guys take it. I got to propagate upstairs. I just come in. I'm hot. And I think I might. We bought a yellow watermelon the other day, and I might get Bernice to cut another piece of that up today. Boy, those are good. Just sweet as honey. But I'll turn the radio on up there a little bit, guys, and I'll send it over to Jerry, and glad you guys got together on that box. Boy, I didn't know they was quite that high, but yes, they are. 73s. Go ahead, Jerry, and send it over to N4WHM.
Yeah, good afternoon. Talk to you later, probably. Hello, Stacy, and hello, Bill. Bill, go ahead and pick it up.
I'm sitting here running on battery power, so I don't know how long I'm going to be able to talk. It's getting kind of blinky on me. So, but yeah, I've been hooking up one of these gator cases, and I was talking with Tom about it, and then Stacy got in here and said he had one, and wanted to know if I know anybody that wanted it, and I know a couple guys that are looking for them, so I was going to see if I could get it sold for them. Stacy, you still out there?
Still here. Go ahead.
You got something to write down my phone number with, or something if I give it to you?
Run in the kitchen and grab a pen. Y'all go ahead, and I'll jump back in there. I got to get a piece of paper, too.
Y'all making good boxes with those things, or what's the deal? I caught the tail end of that conversation.
putting together a go box, trying to just get some of my stuff consolidated. I got a Yaesu 891 and a Anytone 578 DMR radio. So I got 2 meter, 70 centimeter DMR and HF. Got it all in one little 4U box. Just another project.
And I thought that's what y'all were talking about. I'm not that familiar with it. I've seen a few of them set up, but I didn't know whether it had other than just a go box where somebody was using a specific box for them or not. And I've seen those battery boxes where people put their lithium batteries in. It's got the power pole connectors and voltage and all that stuff on them, but I didn't know. But you're talking about putting radios and everything in it, though, correct?
The radios, small power supply, and then I got everything run through few circuits. Got some Anderson connectors and a 12-volt connector and some USB ports and all that good stuff hooked up. So whether I'm running on shore power or battery, I can power just about anything.
I got you. So you got a portable generator too, don't you?
I either do batteries and solar power, or take a long extension cord when I can. But the batteries, I got a 16 amp hour battery, and it works pretty good. It'll run it for a few hours, you know, if I'm talking on it pretty regular. Let me give you my cell phone number here. It's 706-436-6766. 706-436-6766. And if you'll just shoot me a text.
I got it, Bill. What you need to know, or you need me to call you, or are we talking about either you talk to your buddies Tuesday, or what you talking about? Everybody.
Still dropped out for somebody to know, Stacy. I just gave him a big break in case he was getting something.
I know how long the talk once my battery light starts blinking now. Did you copy my cell phone number before I dropped off, Stacy?
I got it. What you need to know, what you told me to text you, what I need to tell you.
A text, just with Gatorbox, and that way I'll have your number and I can put it in my contacts, and that way if they are looking for one, I'll just call or text you, either one, whichever you prefer.
Bill, I've sent it to you now.
How are you doing today?
Went out, had to get some groceries this morning and cooked down some hamburgers for lunch today. And the crew's not coming over to later on this afternoon as they get back from the boat. They're going to go on out on the pontoon to come back in. We'll cook some tacos for them, I guess. That's kind of what they do. The grandkids are going with them today, though, so we can relax a little bit this afternoon.
Sounds like that was a good lunch, good old grilled hamburger, and hopefully the all the visiting kids and grandkids are having fun this pretty weekend. It's a pretty day to be on the lake, and hopefully you'll get to see them and spend some time over the weekend somewhere. And I'm going to stay in the house until it starts to cool off, probably about dark tonight.
Same here too. We got a pretty nice rain yesterday. Deep Power cleaned up the mess they left, and they got to come back later on this week, this coming week, and leveled out, throw me some grass seed down. AT&T guy came through there, AT&T line, it was about an inch of diameter, it had a bunch of, phone lines, but it was all dead, so thankfully they got here in time before we started having rain so they could declare it dead and the Pike Electric could, you know, cover the hole up. Go ahead, Stacy.
4OVQ, you know, doggone it, I can't remember if I told you, Jerry, that I text W4DJW on the APRS. I don't remember if I told you that. And for me to bring it back up, the reason I'm saying something about it, my landlady came up here a little bit ago. She handed me a check. And I said, what did I forget to write something on it? She said, you have paid me twice in the last 3 days.
Tell me about it, but it didn't go down to get paid somebody twice. He yelled about a bunch of different stuff, though. Stacy, that's not uncommon for me either. Man always tell me I tend to repeat myself until somebody finally said, we heard you the first time.
There you go, Bill. I told you you can't hide money. Stacy's got it. N0TR's back.
Thought it was a little bit embarrassing. The only thing I could say to the girl, I guess she's probably 40 years old. I just rent a little old two-bedroom apartment. I'm just as happy old camper as you ever seen. I got a nice radio room for one of the bedrooms. And so I said, well, what can I say? I said, I'm getting old. But it was kind of embarrassing, but I tell you what, I had to call my brother and my sister and tell them what I'd done. I know I've been forgetting pretty good, or at least I'm told that, but I had to tell both of them. I said, now, I can't believe I'd done that. I wrote that girl two checks in the last 3 days.
Well, good for you, and good that you got an honest landlord there too, Stacy. Shoot. Go ahead, Bill. I just got a cup of coffee, and I changed my schedule on my menu here, and I remembered there was a nice piece of pumpkin pie in there, so we'll have the watermelon later.
What sounds better, the pie or the cold watermelon? I might well just have some of both, if it was up to me. But, yeah. Go ahead there, Jerry. Thanks, your turn. M4WHM.
Much on pumpkin pie. Lynn loves the stuff. But I ain't much on pumpkin pie, but I can tell her daughter does. Lynn's not. She likes sweet potatoes and stuff like that. But hey, yellow watermelon, I just don't see those much anymore. And Stacy, you talking about seeing a deer. I saw a deer in the backyard yesterday afternoon. That's the first big deer I've seen here since they started building this house about 6 months ago. They cleared out all that wood down there, and we hardly ever get them in the yard anymore. That was a big, I could tell it was a buck of doe or not, but it was a big one, because it was the biggest one I've seen in a long time.
I run across them all the time on my way home, and I don't care if it's during the day. Less than a quarter mile from my house, but I've never seen one in the neighborhood, and I've always thought that was strange. And these two were just young deer. I kept waiting to see a big old mama somewhere, but I never did. And I got outside cameras. I've never got one on camera late in the evening, early in the morning, or anything like that. But they all around me, and they're building some new houses out here, so I guess they got them stirred up.
Kind of the way it is around here, but my neighbor feeds some corn out there, and Bill knows what I'm talking about out there by the targets, and he counted 11 in his backyard, and they come up there every night way early in the morning, and there's houses all around, but don't seem to bother them. And the daughter, that picture, I think I sent it to you guys, she's got them, comes up in her backyard there right in the residential district up there in Michigan, And some of them's got a beautiful rack on them. So she had to go buy some deer repellent because they started, I told her, I said, you may regret that. And they started eating the wrong flowers this time, so she went and bought that. I said, I think you throwed your money away, but nonetheless, I'll have to ask her if that stuff works or not, Bill. Go ahead.
We got deer everywhere where we live. There's a power line runs on the side of our property that goes down into a 100-acre track that's currently not developed and a little swampy, and we have deer running back and forth on that power line all the time, and then they get out in our front yard and eat, and I've seen them right up next to the house. They just don't pay the dogs in the neighborhood no attention because they know all of them are behind a fence or something, so they just meander around. But yeah, if that deer stuff works to get rid of them, I might get some and put it out on the edge of the yard where they're eating everything. And a friend of mine at work, they're getting in, they're eating his flowers around this house. M4WHM.
No, I mean, that stuff works tonight. We had put that in the neighborhood off and on here for a long time. We counted, I think it was last year, one time last year, there were seven out here in the side yard. But again, we had that woodsy lot next to us, and they were going through their bed down in there sometimes. And we're right on the lake, and they just move a lot. The guy across the street from us got trail cams out and behind his house. And he got coyotes. There was a not pretty nice looking 11 pointer back there a few years ago. But I don't know where he was bowhunting back behind his house down there on somebody else's property. Another guy stopped him. But I don't know whether he shot that deer or not. But it was really had a beautiful rack on it. But it had a little bit of a bad leg. One of his front legs was bad. He kind of walked with a limp, which I thought was unusual. But we have skunks and raccoons and all kinds of stuff, critters coming through the yard here.
I'm just going to tell Bill, I sent you a text. You probably done got it, but it'll take me a day or so. I got to get somebody to help me get that thing back down out of the attic. I didn't have no problem getting it up in there, but I think I'm going to need somebody to help me get it down. Them, you know how them old attic stairs are when you pull that door down. But I'm going to try to get some help over here. But that thing is brand new. I mean, it's never been used. I just didn't follow through. And I thought I wanted to go out doing ham radio. I did go to Charleston one time and use the radio outside with the solar panels and all. But I decided that wasn't going to be something I was going to be doing a whole lot of it.
Get no rush, like I said, to take that thing down and don't try it by yourself. And if you can't get nobody to help you, then whenever you do, that'll be fine. It's going to be hot and everything else, so you have to find you a day when it's raining or cool and get some help and do it. They may want it, but they can wait.
Another thing, too, Bill, I don't know if I've ever talked to you or not, and I'm not sure. Is your call N4WHM for Mary?
N4WHM. And I'm good on QRZ.
Right. Yeah, I'll get the pictures and all that. I'll send them to you. But I just didn't know if I'd talk to you or not. I want to put your call sign in with your name and all, you know, in my phone. But all right, I don't forget who's next on the list. Probably that old geezer out there.
Vouch for Bill and Jerry. They're nothing like you, Jerry. They're pretty good old boys, but and that's what you get for making fun of this old geezer. I resemble that. Ain't we all anymore, I'm telling you. Bill's the young one, I think. And he's got all the smarts. He's an IT type of guy. Stacy, if you know what that is. Oh, shoot. Marisha's got more flowers, and Carter's got liver pills out here, and they're beautiful this year, the roses. But you know, every time we go to Lowe's, she buys some more. But she's just like she was when I took her off the farm. She goes back to the ones that are on sale, or she won't buy them. They got to be a buck or two. So I tell her, buy what she wants. And she needs a new azalea out there. We got a line of them. And now that's another story. Those suckers are high, but I don't know if you can get them this time of year or not. But yeah, Stacy, speaking of attics, I bought a scanner from a lady down at, well, you probably heard him on here, Gene. He was in pretty bad health there at the last. And I bought it from her just to kind of help her out. And she said she'd get somebody over there right away to get the box and the owner's manual with it, you know, the operating manual. And that's been about a month or two ago, and I ain't never seen it yet. And it's up in the attic. And I gotta tell you, as an electrician, I've seen too many attics at 140, 160 degrees, and I can't get up there anymore. I don't even hardly go up in our attic. But it's got those stairs on it, and they're not the sturdiest thing in the world. And I had a friend that had a ladder up like that into the attic in his garage, and he it slipped out from under him, and he got a blood clot. And 2 weeks later, the blood clot went through his lungs, through his heart, I guess, or into his lungs and killed him. So get somebody to help you, buddy. We're getting too old for that kind of climbing stuff and everything. Go ahead, Jerry. This is N0TR.
Jeff, I wish we had a better set of stairs on ours. Lynn gets up there, gets the stuff down. But we got a little pulley system we use sometimes, and she'll set a package, something bulky up there, and we'll wrap it up, you know, pretty tight, and then run the right through, and then just, you know, pull it down rather than trying to haul it up and down. Of course, it's actually a lot easier getting them up there than it is coming down, because coming down, they want to hang up on everything, so we have to be kind of cautious about how we truss it up. We don't have anything real heavy up there, just bulky stuff like Christmas tree stuff and ornaments and, you know, junk like that. But I tell you one thing, I saw one set up where a guy had where the stairs actually were attached to the side of the inside of the garage and just and would unfold, and you'd have a regular, it looked like a regular staircase going up to the entrance, and that was pretty cool. But that's one of those things where they don't tell how much it costs. And you know, we try to keep stuff out of the attic and empty it up whenever we can instead of putting more stuff up there.
I agree. I don't have a single thing. Well, I won't say a single thing. There may be one old paper box with some stuff in it in our attic, but back in the late 80s, early 90s, I was a volunteer fireman, and I saw too many house fires where the attic was the culprit, and it was packed so tight you couldn't even get in it. And so I've never put anything in our attic or under the house. I try to keep those two areas clear. Now, the rest of the house, it's just full of junk, but that's a whole other story. And for WHM.
I'm not used to doing the round table stuff. I don't guess. I don't talk enough to know who's up next or who's on first or who's on second. But anyway, I've added Bill's call sign to his phone number. That's actually what I was doing. But I'm just sitting out here enjoying the backyard. We got a good breeze down here today, and it was cool this morning. I think it was in the 60s this morning. I thought I was going to have to go in and put a little old light sweater on to sit out here and drink my coffee.
First night, it was actually breezy when I was cooking hamburgers today about lunchtime, and it was had a little had pretty decent breeze. I ain't got about one shady spot in the yard. That's where I put my chair so I could watch my grill. But it was pretty nice this morning. It's, if you get out in the sun this afternoon, it ain't too swift, I don't think. But, yeah, I have to tell y'all a real quick story. The guy's right here trenching the deep power line out here. Of course, my wife wasn't real happy about him having an excavator right there instead of just a little trencher. And then they had it opened up out there. We got a black snake about 6.5 feet long. He goes from one side yard to the other. And the neighbors over here back behind us, Tom, have a chicken coop. They might have put two or three hens in it, but that snake was, you can see if he glistens, you can see him in the afternoon. I'm surprised he come across that bare spot like that, but you know, he's moving on pretty good there. He came over and he got down there and he got across the trench over there and was trying to get up under the fence, and he's pretty good size. He couldn't get up under the fence. One of those guys saw that snake and he jumped like somebody shot him now. He said, "I don't like snakes." and Lynn said, "He's not going to bite. He's not poisonous, venomous." And I said, they will bite you, you know, if you aggravate them. But I'm sure that snake was head over that time trying to find a way to get him an egg.
You, Bill. That's pretty typical, though.
Some people, you ain't mentioned snake, and they draw up. They're out in force this year. I hadn't seen a snake in several years, and I've seen more this year than I have in the last 10 put together. Now, I've been where they live, so it's partly my fault, but when we went down the Oconee River over from Athens down to Greene County a couple of weeks ago, and I've never seen so many water snakes. We didn't see but a couple of poisonous, but we probably saw 8 or 9 big water snakes and a couple of rat snakes where we put in. So they're definitely out. And we killed 2 huge rattlesnakes where I go camping over in Watkinsville about a month ago now. They unfortunately died of lead poisoning.
It's an Earl GR. Yeah, probably to that 45 long coat. Boy, that's a beautiful pistol that we shot up there at the shooting range. But I hadn't shot a single action since I shot the 44 Ruger Blackhawks and Super Blackhawks my buddy had. But he's got a really nice one there. Too bad he sold it to him, Jerry. But at any rate, yeah, attics. Our old house was built in the 20s up there in Kansas, Bill. And it had knob and tube wiring, if you're familiar with that. And I bet as a fireman you'd run into that. As an electrician, I even ran into them where they come in from the pole and they put 110 into one fuse box and then ran the tube, the hot and the neutral, to the very top of the attic on the knobs and the tubes. And then they go up there and splice onto those and run the whole house on it. I only saw one like that that was totally run on it, but I've seen a lot of them that had 220 and then went up as knob and tube. Really, the theory's good because each conductor is separated by, 16 or 24 inches there. But it's been outlawed a long time ago. But the worst I ever run into, Bill, let me drop this. Send 0TR. My buddy at the time wanted me to come up to a little town of Franklin, Kansas, and he had a built-on, an added-on back porch. And so you went through the attic and you dropped down through a hole just big enough for a person. And then there wasn't any height to it at all. He had to crawl back there, and he wanted me to put a porch light out there. And I had a Daniel Woodhead drop light with a 100-watt bulb in it. And being young, I didn't have any better sense, and I went back there, and the bulb burned out. And it was about like being on an aircraft carrier at night with overcast skies and no moon. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face. So I followed that wire, that 16-gauge wire back out of that just so I could find the hole, because I suffocated. It was summertime, and crawled up through that hole. And I never went anywhere in my life since then without a flashlight, Bill. It's in Cheryl T.R. I might have went away for a little bit, pick it up, Jerry.
We got one space in this house that's like that, where you have a small area to crawl up. Now, the other garage is open. You can stand up in that. But, because this is a story and a half, the back side of the house is two full stories tall. And you ain't got a lot of room up in there to work. So we don't get up in it. We want somebody younger and spryer, especially somebody that's a certified electrician, fool anything up there. It's just too close for me. And I wouldn't feel comfortable doing anything like that anyway. But I tell you one thing, that's bad about those snakes. Now, I don't, you know, poison snakes, anything else, I give them a pass for poison snakes. If it's in my yard, that thing is lead poison or the old long arm of the hoe, or spade or something, because I want to buy with them and living here this close to the house. And we used to run into car snakes in South Georgia. Those things are real dangerous for kids, because they're so small they can grab a hold of a toe and they chew on you like a cobra does. They don't have fangs, normal fangs like a pit viper does. I give a minute there for the sake of the station, Peter Bill.
Yeah, I agree on the snakes. If it's a corn snake, garden snake, rat snake, black snake, something that's non-poisonous, little hog nose, I'll get them up and get them out of the way. But if it's a venomous snake, then we evict them from the property. Sometimes terminally. But luckily, knock on wood, let me knock. So I hadn't seen a poisonous snake at the house here in several years, but we do have a big black snake that lives somewhere around my storage building or under it, but I'll see him draped over the door and in the lean-to part every now and then. Always see his skin where he sheds, but I like keeping him around. He makes sure the bad ones don't stay around, so. But, anywho, that's what I got there, so. We'll let the next one pick it up, M4WHM.
DR. Yeah, I heard a thing on TV just a couple of days ago, probably on Fox Local, and they said, well, they've only got three venomous snakes down here. And they said the timber rattler, the copperhead, and I think it was a pygmy rattlesnake. Now, I'm not familiar with that one, so correct me if I'm wrong, Bill. But they didn't mention cottonmouths, and my grandson got bit by a cottonmouth. And Dave Watson's son got bit by a cottonmouth years ago, if I remember right. And I don't know why they said that there was just three. You know anything about that, Bill? This is Gerald T.R.
Be negative on if I know about it. I know there's a small number of poisonous snakes, but you are right. We do have the rattlesnake, the regular one, the pygmy rattler, and it's just a smaller version. Depending on what people call them, like I said, cottonmouth or water moccasin, copperhead, and I'm trying to think, that may be about it. But I think there's more than three. I got my phone in my hand. I'll Google it while I'm waiting on my next turn. M4WHM.
Say, what we got here, Tom, is Eastern Diamondback and Timber Rattlers. I don't know about the pygmy. Never seen those in the area. I've never seen a cottonmouth up in this part of the country. They're usually a little further south. At least that's where I ran into them. Columbia and below, and down around Macon and below in Georgia, I believe, is about the only place I've actually seen any. And copperheads. Copperheads are real abundant up here. And they are, they don't inject enough venom to kill anybody because you don't have that big snake, but they just, they can cause a lot of damage there. And it's extremely expensive to treat them too. The little copperheads, they can be like 6 or 8 inches long. They're just, they'd have the whole dose in you, and they're probably a little more dangerous than the big ones are. But the little ones, you can always tell the little ones because they got a bright green tail about the last 3 or 4 inches of the tail. And when they'll shake that thing trying to attract other animals to try to, as part of their prey, how they handle their, how they attract prey to them when they're little like that. But they're pretty dangerous. But like I said, I don't think I've seen a cottonmouth up in this part of the state. See plenty of rattlers and plenty of copperheads.
And that's what the game warden said. But Jordan said the snake that he stepped on, and you couldn't blame it for biting him, he bit him in the foot, had no markings on it whatsoever that he could discern. And you know darn good and well, if it'd been a copperhead, they're very easily identified. And the game warden over there on Lake Lyman said, no, we don't have any cottonmouths. Well, I got news for him that that boy is very smart, and he knows these snakes, and he's not scared of them. I think it was, well, the doctor told us it'd be around $50,000 for the Corvon or whatever it's called, the anti-venom. And it wound up, I think Amy said, $34,000 for 4 shots. And it's just amazing how expensive it was. But boy, if you'd have seen how quick that boy's leg swelled up, and he got bit in the foot, within about 2 or 3 hours, his whole leg was swollen. And all it is, mark it with a magic marker as it progressed. And it was about midnight, and she took him in there a little after 7 before they got him to the ambulance. And I guess the ambulance had the antivenom with them, but they said they didn't have it here at Greer Memorial. Greer Hospital, you had to go down to Greenville Memorial to get it. But I think Amy said that the ambulance drivers had some. Thank God. But that would have been a cottonmouth as far as I was concerned if it didn't have any markings on it and it had 2 big old fangs.
To the Oracle here on my Google search from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution with an interview with the DNR, there are 6 venomous snakes in Georgia. The cottonmouth, the copperhead, timber rattler, eastern coral snake, eastern diamondback rattlesnake, and the pygmy rattler. And I would say most are south of here. You get a few rattlesnakes up in this area, but and the coral snakes are definitely down south, the pygmy rattlers. But where we're at on Oconee and Greene County, there's rattlesnakes all over that place and where we camp. But yeah, the cottonmouth and copperhead are definitely on the list for here in Georgia. And I just, if they appear to be poisonous, like I said, they get evicted. I don't interview them to see if they've changed their mind. I don't give them a chance. But, Crowfab is the name of the universal antivenom. And there's an app you can get on your phone It's called Snake Bite 911. And it actually will tell you the closest hospital to you that has antivenom. So right now, if I look at it, it's, I can either go to Athens, Anderson, and that's about it for Crofab. Not many places in Carolina have it. So anyway, there's a fact for the day in 4WHM.
Bill, give me that address again for that. And I'll get that to the daughter, because there are no telling.
App is called Snake Bite. SnakeBite 911. And it gives you the location of the nearest medical center that has the antivenom. Gives you first aid treatment for snake bites. Gives you, you can do snake sightings. You can look up the snakes by state and go in and see pictures of them. So it's a neat little app. Snake Bite 911.
This is a moxin. That's a moxin. Usually hit pretty hard. They're big snakes.
It had pretty good spread in the plant on it. Well, we have one of my moxins in Kansas, Bill. We had water snakes, but they had a Monday morning disposition. Buddy, I'm handling a lot of snakes, not venomous, but I'm telling you, them suckers, my brother used to raise them. You couldn't tame them, and you couldn't tame the blue racer either. It bites you before you get it out of the box. And they weren't venomous, but they were just meaner than the Dickens. But if you went just south of us, across the border into Missouri, they had them. And occasionally, one of them in a flood or something get up into Kansas. And one time a radio station way back offered $100 to anyone that could bring in a real cottonmouth water moccasin. I don't think they had any takers on it. But you know how people are. Every snake that they saw was a water moccasin. I heard all kinds of descriptions. The black snakes, I've seen them with lumps all down them from eating eggs. I opened the chicken house door the other day, and one about, he was probably 12 to 15 inches long, about as big around your trigger finger, fell out. Now, he wasn't big enough to eat an egg, but I didn't see him until I about stepped on him, so I stepped down on him and took him out to the timber and turned him loose. But I don't like to be startled by him like that. That scares you no matter who you are. Go ahead, Bill, N4WHM, N0TR.
That app, that Snake Bite 911, a friend of mine that's an emergency room doctor in Arkansas, told me about that app. And there's like a regular version, and then there's a medical version. You can download either one. The medical version gives you some actual treatments and different things and information. But a lot of people, if they see a snake, they're all copperheads or cottonmouths or water moccasins or rattlesnakes. They don't see but one kind of snake, and that's unfortunately a bad one. So I've seen a lot of good old king snakes, black snakes, whatever you want to call them, killed over the years by people. They don't realize that's the kind that keep the bad ones away. But I guess they just doing what they feel like they got to do. N4WHM.
A lot of people get the small kings confused with coral snakes. But coral snakes generally don't get very big. They can, king snakes get real big, but they, there's always a red tushy yellow killer fellow. That's the ones I always remember. But we never saw them in South Georgia. They were usually about maybe 15 inches long or something like that. Of course, they don't have the head that look the same as a king snake does. The other one, too, is the tail. Can't remember which one of them is. Off the top of my head, I can't remember one of them. The tail is almost universally black on them, I think, and rather than being a different color. But I may be wrong on that. I just know there's red touches, yellow. I mean, I've seen them, seen both kings like that and the coral snakes, too. But the coral snakes, you know, they'd be in the garden and stuff, you know, down there in southwest Georgia. Didn't see many of them, just every one, just enough to be sure you better watch where you stuck your hands in the morning.
Bed and Black's a friend of Jack. I'm going to have Chad go up and have a talk with our buddy Chandler again because I got a text here that says somebody's QRMing and not doing any good, but he's QRMing me. But at any rate, I got a strong feeling because I drove up by there the other day. That's who it is. And That's going to cost him his license. But anyways, guys, didn't know if you noticed it or not. But I'm going to let you go. Brace is over here, and I might have to try some of that yellow watermelon, Bill. It was great talking to you all this afternoon, and have a good weekend. This is NZ0TR Clear. Go ahead, Bill.
There's no reason not to have both because, like they say, we know exactly how much money we have. We know where we live most of the time, but we never know how much time we have. So enjoy life. Have that watermelon and pie. Sort of have your cake and eat it too, if you get my drift. And tell Miss Bernice I said hello. And one of these weekends we're gonna get up that way and see y'all. So until then, y'all take care. It was good to talk to you. And for WHM, over to you, Jerry.
You get both. You know, just don't eat as much of one as you do the other. But that yellow water, think about that pumpkin pie now. That pumpkin pie will sit there for a while, but that yellow watermelon now, you don't want it going bad on you either. Right, Bill?
I'm not a big pumpkin pie either, but if Bernice made it, I'm sure it's good. And but yeah, I'd go all over it, watermelon.
Send it 460.
Breaking.
Y'all finally done talking about snakes. I don't mind talking about that. KJ4 CTD Mobile. Hi, Tom.
That's a stranger there. KJ4. Dad, Bernard Wyatt. I'm getting old and forgetful. Glad to hear you, Wyatt. Go ahead and pick it up, Bill. I was going to sign off here. 73s, guys, and 0TR.
Might talk snake out, or talked out of snakes, so we can, we started off, I think how we got on it was talking about the gator box for my ham radio kit, and I sent Tom a picture, and next thing, we were talking about south and snakes, and there we were. So we're ready to talk about something else now. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, like searching on the internet, you start working on something that carries you off in a different, down a different rabbit hole.
Radio when the snakes came up. I mean, you know, it's sort of like talking politics. It's just something I don't talk about.
Some things are best left alone. Opinions of certain things, but we did sort of beat that snake horse to death. But I'm looking at politics on the phone right now as we talk, but that's enough of that. So are y'all gonna, Jerry or other fella in here, I didn't catch your name, this is Bill out of Hartwell. Y'all gonna do anything for field day this year?
I'm not. I'm not sure. I think the club up here decided, I mean, the Greenwood Club decided not to do anything or they were going to. I think the Anderson Club is going to have something going on, but I'm not sure exactly what they were going to do. But I just can't, you know, I can't commit to anything like that, you know, far enough advanced to Yeah, I just can't commit that far in advance. It depends on what the Greg is and what the kids need to have done, that sort of thing.